football wins a thriller against Mount Marty, and we have a new record. Women's soccer suffers their first loss of the season, but bounces back to claim a victory, and then men's soccer wins its first away game of the season. Hello, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 7 of Talking Dogs. I'm Kai Olbrich here with Aaron Spivey. Aaron, how's it going today?
It's going great, man. I mean, the fact that you said that the Lady Bulls got their first loss of the season, I was like, no way. But it is true, but good things get bounced back, though. But obviously, you said about the football basically living in a thriller, so tell me more about that. I'm more excited to hear about that.
Yes, so a thrilling game from the Concordia football team defeated Mount Marty 52-43.
Ooh, that's a shootout.
Yeah, 95 total points in that game. It was unexpected if you tuned in at halftime. Halftime score was 17-7 for Concordia, so 24 points, and then you add another 71 in the second half. So Gideon Stark, our quarterback, had a good game. He threw a couple touchdowns. We had multiple wide receivers getting in there, getting on the stat sheet. But the main story of the day was Carlos Collazo, our running back. He set a school record for rushing yards in a game. He rushed for 283 yards on 39 attempts.
Wait, 283?
283, you heard me right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, hey, give credit to the offensive line on that one.
Yeah, you don't get numbers like that by yourself for sure, but he was killing it all game long. Took him a while to score. He was, you know, the guy getting us down the field, and then someone else would punch it through. But end of the game, he ended up picking up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to seal the game. So he was the best rusher on the team, best yards guy, and then he got the two decisive touchdowns to seal the game for us.
It's just the record, 283. I never heard that in my life before.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those are legit numbers right there. It beat the previous record by 17 yards, and then it more than doubled his previous career best.
Dang, how long was that record even held for?
I think there was a tie. It was from like 2010s and then 1970.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and they got that W, but then like, but you tell me about the halftime score. Obviously, you know, it had like, it was like 17-7. And then obviously you just see that score at the end of the game. You're just like, what happened? This is like, you just turn off the TV and then you just come back on and it's just a shootout.
Yeah, so early on in the third quarter, so you know, we came out of halftime 17-7. We actually extended the lead to 31-7. So we were up by 24 points, but then Mount Marty did not roll over. So the Lancers, they scored four unanswered touchdowns. Ooh. To take the lead 35-31. But then right after that, Gideon, he threw a touchdown pass to Johnny Pools to put us back in front, and that's when Carlos Collazo really got things going. He rushed for 63% of our total yards. So Concordia had 448 yards, and he had 283 of them. So wow. He was just killing it all game long.
Man, that is by definition of beast mode right there.
Exactly.
That's
so,
beast mode.
Yeah, for real. So really, really happy to see that from the football team. Any other comments on this game?
What a game.
Yeah.
Just what a game. I mean, there's nothing else you could say. Just what a game. I mean,
exactly.
High of a score, school record broken, 283 yards. If you would have told somebody, like, hey, one of our Concordia guys just ran for 283 yards, they'd be saying that's a Madden stat.
Yeah, legit.
But it's actually real.
No, it's a real stat.
It is a real stat.
Yeah. So we don't want to move on too quickly from this because it's an incredible stat, but we got to talk about homecoming weekend.
Yep, it's time for that big day right there. It's homecoming season.
We had our pep rally on Tuesday. That was pretty fun. I don't know. Were you able to make it out to that?
Nope.
Oh, I was sadly should've been there.
But I did see videos of it. It was so hype, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's homecoming weekend.
Scavenger hunts, coaches, duels. We had a dance battle. It was pretty fun.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to be there. But, no, it's good to see having homecoming week right now. It's like one of the hype of the day because, you know, before, after homecoming, fall break. That's what the reason is why.
Exactly.
It's like the windows right there to get us to finally get that break, man.
Yep. So, speaking of homecoming, we've got the homecoming football game coming up soon on Saturday, October 11th at 1 p.m. Bulldog Stadium. We're going to be facing off with Midland.
Midland.
Midland, yes.
Ooh.
So, that should be a good one. So we wish the football team the best of luck as they return to Bulldog Stadium. But moving on now from the football team, let's talk a little bit of volleyball.
Okay, let me hear it.
So there's been two games since our last episode.
Yep.
Both of them W's. Both of them close wins.
A win's a win, in my opinion.
A win certainly is a win. So the first one was on October 3rd. So they did a little overnighter in Sioux City to play Morningside and Briarcliff because they're 15 minutes away from each other.
Right.
And get both of those knocked out right away. So Morningside was the first one of that, and we survived a little bit of a scare in that game.
Ooh.
So we, as expected, we won the first set.
Yep.
25-23. But then Morningside ended up taking the second and the third set.
Ooh.
So we went up early in both of those, but Concordia went up early. The Mustangs of Morningside came back in both of those sets. We ended up, you know, winning the match, obviously.
Yep.
25-17 in the fourth set, and then 15-9 in the final set.
That's the definition of a scare right there, in my opinion, right there.
Hitting percentage was pretty close in the game. We had 161 compared to 111 from Morningside. We actually held them to a negative kill percentage in the final two sets. So they had really good in the second and third set, but then we held them to very low in the fourth and fifth set.
Okay.
Molly Martin and Kaya Scott each had 5 blocks. Martin had a solo one as well. Ava Green had 7 blocks and led the team in kill percentage with 429. Ashley Keck, as usual, had the most total kills with 15. Her hitting percentage is not as good as usual. You know, normally she's up in the 200s, 300s. She had a couple errors on the day, so she hit 100, just about. And then we had some really good assists and digs from the Brueggemann sisters.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they both led the team in those stats. So good game to come back and win that one. Moving on to the Briarcliff match.
Was that one a scare or?
Also a bit of a scare.
Okay, so we got back-to-back games that are scares, but we still got the W in the end. Like it.
Exactly. So another 3-2 win.
Okay.
We ended up winning the first one, 27-25. The second one, 25-23. Then Briarcliff kind of blew us out in the third set, 25-15. Briarcliff won the fourth set, 28-26. And then we ended up getting the 15-11 win in the final set.
Ooh, that's a big of a scare on that one. The
big
second
scare,
game.
Yeah. But this team has been really good all season long of kind of getting through those tough games.
Hey, it doesn't matter how you get those tough games, though. Just get done while still playing your old Concordia volleyball. Sorry, my apologies on that one. Concordia volleyball. I mean, like the coach says, keep attacking, keep being yourselves. And that shows it right there. Even though those games have been close, Concordia volleyball has been staying to their true selves and not basically breaking down.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about Ashley Keck having a bit of an off game in the Morningside game, but she was really the talisman for us in this Briarcliff matchup. We set her 71 times, and she got 26 kills off of that for a 211 hitting percentage. By far led the team in total kills. I guess Ella Waters was pretty close in there as well. She had 18 kills on 37 attempts with 7 errors for a basically 300 hitting percentage. So she did really well on that front. We played pretty well at the net as well, some good amount of blocks. But I think the main story is this Concordia volleyball team is showing that despite going down in games, they can still come back and win them. They're not going to get flustered. They're going to stick to their motto of let it rip and keep hitting the ball over the net.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, you may not win every set, but if you can win the overall ones and stay true, you will keep continually winning games just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Against Concordia.
Yeah.
I mean, against other teams like that.
Exactly. As long as you win 3 sets, you win the game.
Exactly. As long as we
win. Doesn't matter if the other team wins 0, 1, or 2. As long as you get the 3, you're good.
Exactly.
But speaking of winning games, but also losing games, we have men's soccer.
Now, obviously, you did. Congratulations on getting your first away win.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to give you like a clap in my side over here. Congratulations
thank you,
right
thank
there.
You.
Congratulations. Now, did you score a goal?
I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Scored the game winner for that one.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, what a highlight of the chat. Mm-hmm. Highlight of the recent episode today. Kai scored a goal, game-winning goal.
Yes, I will say I didn't do much to create it, but I did. I was the guy who got the final touch on it.
Goal is a goal.
So we'll brush past Morningside because we lost that one 3-1, didn't play very good. Okay, moving on. We beat Hastings away. So Morningside happened. We're going to forget about it. So Hastings game, we ended up beating them 3-1. We went behind very early in the game. They scored in the 8th minute, 7:07 gone on the clock. But then Jasper Hoffland, he scored a goal from about 29 yards out.
Ooh,
picked up the ball, hit it bottom corner, and it kind of skipped over the goalie's hands. So nice shot. Got a little bit of help from the goalie on the other team. Still a nice shot. Very hype goal. Connor Robbins got the assist on that one. So then we go into halftime at 1-1. We're pretty excited, getting ready for the second half. Then I get subbed in about 15 minutes into the second half. And then phenomenal play set up the goal for me. And I'll say I didn't do much of it. But
still got the goal. I mean, yeah, so, like, it's good team chemistry right there.
Exactly. So one of our midfielders, Hugo Garrote, you guys should check it out. I don't know if they have it up on Twitter. Or check the recording on the GPAC website. He plays a hair-splitting pass. Like, this thing was perfect. To Oliver Benson, who was making a run behind a defender. Hugo, he put it in between two guys perfectly. All he took, a couple touches, was one-on-one with the keeper, like, in the corner, and then just basically passed it to me 2 yards away from goal, and I just baby-tapped it in.
It was a baby-tap.
I saw it coming in, and I was like, all right, you cannot miss this. Like, this is the easiest chance you'll get in your life, so do not mess this up.
Well, congratulations to getting that goal, man. I mean, that's good to obviously have a goal and his game winner and get your first away win.
Yes, for sure. And I mentioned Oliver Benson. He's the one who assisted that goal.
Yep.
He ended up getting his own goal just 7 minutes later. So a corner kick played in by Joe McCarroll. Really nice ball in. There was a bit of a scuffle in the box. It hit the back of one of the Hastings players, hit off the post. Then I shot it twice. So I shot it. They blocked it. I shot it again. They blocked it. And then Ollie jumped in to put the finishing touch on the play.
Mm.
So really nice goals from us in this game. Quite a few yellow cards in this one. We had 6 yellow cards total. We had 1 as a team. Santi Abadia, he got a yellow card for running onto the field after we scored.
Seriously?
So that was pretty funny.
You can actually get a yellow card just by doing that?
If you're on the bench and then you run onto the field, you can get a yellow for it.
Okay, that's valid enough, but still funny.
Yeah. The shot count, Hastings led us 11-8. I'm going to call a bit of a missed stat on some of these because it says I only had 1 shot in the game, which I know isn't true because I obviously scored the one that I shot.
Yeah. Right.
Shot the one that I scored. But then on that corner kick that Ollie scored, I had 2 shots in there. So even just put those, it's now 10-11, very even shot count. We definitely had the better of the second half. We had 6 shots to Hastings 4. And then first half, we had 2 shots to Hastings 7. Inigo Chavaria and our goal, he made a couple really nice saves to keep us in it. Both teams hit the crossbar once. Overall, a really good game from us. Very hyped to get that win. One of my teammates was talking to one of our coaches, and he was saying he can't remember the last time we beat Hastings regular season at Hastings.
Really?
And so it's been a lot of years since that's happened.
Well,
so very happy to get that win. But another team who also got a win at Hastings, the women's soccer team.
But we have, before we go into that, I have to do it.
Do it.
I have to do it. The women's soccer team suffered their first loss.
Rats.
And it was against Morningside. And not only that, it wasn't the best game. They lost to Morningside 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that obviously it's a heartbreak because obviously they've been winning games and tying games, so kept the undefeated streak. But this was their actual first loss.
It's their first regular season loss in 20 games.
20 games. That's a long streak. And obviously, you know the saying, all streaks must come to an end.
Yes, they do.
So the game starts in the 26th minute. Savannah Andrews scores a goal with Elena Ruse with the assist.
Yep.
And that was the only goal in for Concordia in that first half. That was the only goal in the first half and the only goal Concordia scored. Then the second half, Morningside scored 3 unanswered goals.
Dang.
3. Concordia got outshied 10-8. It was a little bit of a tough battle, but they got outshied 10-8, which obviously, you know, being outshied by an opponent means sometimes he's going to win the game, showing that Morningside had more of a control of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the game was. But I think that some people are saying, oh, snap, but it's like all alarms. It's the first loss. It's first loss.
Yep.
Nothing to be worried about. Because guess what? They bounce back against Hastings.
Yes, they do. Hastings, who is the defending GPAC champion, I'll have you know. So, ended up getting the win against the defending GPAC champ. So, just talk a little bit more about that one.
Yep, against the defending GPAC champs, Concordia soccer team wins 2-1. And this is how it goes. It's like the same thing as well. Hastings scores a goal early in the first half,
yep.
and that's the only goal in the. But then Kirsten Gardner answers a goal right back.
Guess who?
With Savannah Andrews with the assist, leading the game first half to 1-1.
Yes.
But then second half comes in, still like a tight battle. Charlie Priester gets the goal to give the Concordia Bulldogs the go-ahead goal to yes. take the lead with Kiana Rios with the assist. And that one, and Concordia wins that game. Now, Concordia did better this game than last game, out shooting Hastings 14-10.
There we go.
14-10. And that shows you, obviously, that's a bounce back right there. They're, like, they're getting back into the mojo. I'm pretty sure that the head coach is happy about that after mm-hmm. like that first loss, playing not like the best soccer of that season, but they still had a chance. But they responded well with that, with the fire, and obviously winning this game against Hastings for a game that's coming up, obviously, this weekend for the men and women's soccer team going against Waldorf.
Yes, homecoming matchups. The men's team is playing at 5:30 p.m. and then the women's team will be playing at 8. So we've got an action-packed Saturday coming up for y'all. So get your Bulldog hats out of the closet and get ready for a long day of action, because we have football at home at 1 p.m. against, that one's against Midland.
Yep.
Then we've got volleyball at 4 p.m. in Friedrich Arena, and they will be facing off against Waldorf.
Waldorf.
4 o'clock.
Okay.
So football game lasts about 2.5-3 hours, so you're 1-4 at football. Boom. Volleyball takes about an hour and a half.
Yep.
So now you're 4 to 5:30, you're at volleyball. Boom. Men's soccer, 5:30 to 7:30. It's against Waldorf. Yep. Men's soccer. Now, say thank you to our scheduling people, because we gave you a break to go get some nachos, go get some doghouse, go get whatever you need to get replenished, because you have a 30-minute gap. And then it's time for the women's soccer game, the finale of the night at 8 p.m. against Waldorf.
What a way for homecoming, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
We got four games.
Four games.
Three against Waldorf, one against Midland to start it off.
Yes.
I got my popcorn ready. And the thing is, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at three of the four games.
Let's go.
Because guess who's commentating when in this women's soccer game?
Hey, Spivey.
This guy right here. This guy right here. But this is going to be a very, very exciting day. Homecoming is like something, it's special because it's homecoming. It's just like, it's your turf, it's homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And you got opponents that are coming in trying to ruin that day. They say, like, I know it's homecoming for y'all, but we're here to stay with it. And I know that each of these teams, football, volleyball, and both soccer teams, in their minds, like, this is our house, we're homecoming, we're going to show out for our fans and our team to do our job.
Yes, 100%. So make sure you attend all the sporting matchups that you can. One last note before we head out. Cross Country had a meet on October 4th. It was at Briar Cliff, I believe. Yes, Briar Cliff. And we had two top finishers. Not actually top, but good placements for one of the men, one on the women's side.
Right.
We had Trey Robertson for the men. He finished his 8K in 25 minutes and 50 seconds. And yeah, he placed 9th in that one. And then on the women's side, we had Keely Green dominating once again. She beat all the other GPAC competition in her 5K and got 22 flat.
Wow.
The only schools that she lost to were South Dakota, which is D1, and Creighton, which is D1.
So she only lost to two D1.
Eight people, but from two different schools.
Okay, my apologies on that one.
Yeah, you're still good. Like, but she beat all the other GPAC competition. There were some Dort people behind her. There were some Morningside people behind her, but she got the better of them. And I believe she actually got the GPAC Runner of the Week.
She actually did. She actually did.
Congrats to her. And sorry, speaking of GPAC Athletes of the Week, I think if we want to talk about our BAM Bulldogs of the Week or Month, Carson Fellhofer from the football team got an award for that. So congrats to him. We got Keely Green on the GPAC Runner of the Week for the women's side. So awards all around for the Bulldogs.
Awards running around. It's like a great day to be a Bulldog for being Player of the Week and Homecoming Week. Ooh, that was bars too.
There we go.
All right there. And obviously don't worry, because the cross-country team is going to be at Dort this Saturday as well.
Yes.
For their next meet.
All right, and that one is going to be the Dort University Holiday Inn Express Classic. So free promo for Holiday Inn. They're not paying us for this, but we'll shout it out anyway.
Yep.
That's going to be obviously at Dort's campus in Sioux Center, Iowa. First gun is going to be at 10 a.m. So another early day for them. I know some of them had to get up at 4:30 for the last one. it's going to be just about the same for this one.
This is like the finale before we get that fall break, man. Mm-hmm. So this is a big weekend that's coming up, man.
Yes, it is. So, homecoming this weekend. Better see you all there at all the games cheering on the Bulldogs. But with that being said, this has been all from Kai Ulbrich and Aaron Spivey on Season 3, Episode 7 of Talkin' Dogs from us and everyone else at the CUNE Sower newspaper. Follow us on Spotify as well. Have a great day, and go Dogs!